在以色列的宣教士 Marshall 来为我们证道。那今天宣教士的证道题目是 The Peace That Jesus Gives， 耶稣给的平安。我们接下来把时间交给 Marshall。
大家早上好，很高兴能够再次见到大家。昨天晚上我有见到过你们当中的大部分人。
But it's good to be back with you again today.
很开心今天早上能够跟大家一起在这里参加主日。
I enjoy coming to be with you.
我很高兴能够来到大家中间。
Because some of you may or may not remember this, but I was here 4 years ago.
可能大家可能还记得四年以前我曾经来过这里。
And this fellowship has given me special reason to be grateful.
大家在的这间教会和这里的所有人给我有一个特殊的理由想要表达我内心的感恩。
Not only are you wonderful hosts and generous people.
一个原因呢是因为每次大家来接待我的时候你们都做得非常好你们都是非常好的招待。
But you've demonstrated incredible patience with me.
你们大家也对我有非常大的耐心。
And there are people in this church, whether they know it or not, that have spoken things into my life that I've held on to.
可能你们有意识到或者还没意识到但是你们跟你们沟通过程中对我的生命其实有很大的改变。
I will tell you a story about one of the brothers here.
我想要跟你们分享一个你们当中一位弟兄的故事。
As he took me around and showed me Purdue where he works last time I was here.
上次我来的时候，这位弟兄带我参观普渡，告诉我他在哪边工作。
He was explaining to me what he does and how that works for him.
他告诉我他是做哪方面的研究。
And as a professor in mathematics, he says, sometimes I just sit down and work equations. That's how I spend my summers.
那位弟兄是一位数学系的教授，他说他可能一整个暑假都在和一些数学的公式打交道。
And then he said something that I thought was a beautiful expression of an understanding that comes from a knowledge of Jesus.
但是后来他突然告诉我了一件事，让我觉得这是对于耶稣是什么是一个非常美妙的表达。
He says, I get to discover the structure that God has built into our universe.
那位弟兄说我有机会能够通过数学来了解神的作为，了解耶稣的作为。
And that was meaningful to me.
他那时说的那番话对我来说意义很重大。
Because I think a lot of our Christian life is similar to that idea.
因为我觉得很多基督徒的生活跟这位弟兄所描述的其实是相类似的。
You see, God has not changed.
因为神从来都没有改变。
The scripture that he has given us has not changed.
神的话语也从来都没有改变。
But we learn to appreciate it and recognize things in it that perhaps we've never seen before if we walk with him.
但是当我们一直与神同在的时候，一直沿着他为我们指引的道路走的时候，我们就会不断的发现他话语的奇妙，不断的有新的理解。
For me, there's a wonder in discovering how I can better describe God and more accurately describe Him.
对我来说，这个过程是不断的发现神，不断的学习怎样来描述神的作为。
And even though God has not changed and His Scripture has not changed, I can see Him in new and wonderful ways.
虽然神一直没有改变，他的话语也没有改变，但是我看他做事的方式和发现他的作为的方法一直在变，我也不断有新的发现。
And for me, the Scripture that I'm sharing today is an example of this process.
今天我要跟大家分享的经文就是一个很好的例子。
So, before we open the scripture further and I begin talking, let me say a few things to you.
在我们开始今天的讲道之前，我想要为着几件事情向大家献上感谢。
I need to tell you thank you.
我想要告诉大家说，我非常感谢大家。
Thank you for blessing my life with your faithfulness.
谢谢大家用你们的信实，给我的生命带来祝福。
Thank you for extending patience and grace to me as I seek to share with you.
谢谢大家在我与大家分享的时候有这样大的耐心。
Thank you for being hosts that go above and beyond.
感谢大家对我所做的一切。
Thank you for inviting me to come once again and to talk to you about the work that God's doing.
谢谢大家再次邀请我来分享神正在所做的工。
It is my unique privilege as an international worker to come into this church and give you this message.
我觉得作为一个国际宣教士，我觉得很荣幸能够来这边和大家分享。
The message that I am here to tell you about the work that God has been doing through you.
感谢大家给我这个机会能够分享他正Marshall 正在做的事工，也能够和大家分享神在做的事工。
Whether you know it or not,
可能你们当中有人知道或者不知道。
Your prayers, those of you who have prayed for us, have sustained us.
大家的对我们的祷告大大的支持了我们。
God acting in response to your prayers has blessed our ministries.
神有在听你们的祷告，神也对你们的祷告做了回应，那就是一直在支持我们所做的事工。
So thank you for taking the time to pray to the Lord about the work that's going on around the world.
谢谢大家花时间来祷告，为我们做的事工祷告。
Thank you for taking the time to pray for my family.
谢谢大家为我的家庭祷告。
Thank you for your giving and enabling us to go and to serve and to represent Christ around the world.
谢谢大家的奉献，有了你们的奉献，我们才能够代表耶稣到世界别的地方去宣教。
And because you have given, we also represent you as part of our team.
因为大家的奉献，我们也得以来代表大家到别的地方。
Whether it is frightening to realize that I represent you or not, it is a pleasure for me to be able to represent the Lord around the world because I believe that's what the Lord has called me to do.
我很荣幸能够到世界别的地方来代表神来宣讲他的话语，因为这就是神所呼召我去做的。
And an additional thank you is thank you to each of you.Who have gone on short-term trips?
感谢大家，感谢之前有去以色列参加过短期宣教的同工们。
Or you that have sent letters or emails to those of us that are on the field somewhere.
感谢大家寄过去的邮件或者是电邮。
Or those of you who have sent gifts to our children.
也感谢大家为我们的小朋友们送的礼物。
Thank you for standing with us in a very real way.
谢谢大家一直在支持我们，一直和我们同在。
So thank you for being significant in my life.
感谢大家在我生命中一直是非常重要的一部分。
Thank you for praying for the work that is going on overseas.
感谢大家为海外事工的祷告。
Thank you for the giving that enables us to continue the work overseas.
感谢大家的奉献，我们才可以继续我们在海外的工作。
And thank you for standing with us in very tangible ways as we confront what can be a very discouraging world.
感谢大家用非常真实、非常亲近的方式和我们站在一起，来一起做这样的事工。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来做一个祷告。
God, you are good.
神啊，你是信实，你是何等的美好。
You are amazing. You are wonderful.
神啊，你真的是非常的伟大，非常的美好。
You are interested in us as people.
神啊，你竟然对我们能够这样的关心，能够这样的来为我们做事。
Your spirit moves and calls us as people.
你用圣灵来带领我们，来感动我们，来呼召我们。
You seek interaction with us, and that is confusing.
你积极地与我们寻求互动，虽然有时候在人看来，您跟我们的互动是可能是比较困惑，会让我们困惑。
But you love us and you call us and you pursue us.
但是你是爱我们的，你呼召我们，你会一直与我们同在。
You give us strength to do what you've called us to do.
你给我们能力，让我们能够做你所呼召我们做的事。
And you give us the ability to understand you better and praise you more accurately because of it.
你给我们能力，让我们能够更好的理解你，能够更好的来向你祷告。
In Jesus' name.
以基督的名向你祷告。Amen.
Amen. As I mentioned before, this scripture is one of those scriptures that I was very familiar with.
就像我刚刚提到那样，这段经文可能我之前觉得自己非常的熟悉了。
The idea for the topic or the title of the sermon is one that I had heard many, many times.
这段经文所传达的信息和它的主题，我在以前其实已经听到过很多次了。
But just like we can sometimes discover God and His structure within our world,
但是就好像我们有时候会有突然的发现神的作为，神所为我们设定的这个计划。
If we commit ourselves to God, we can discover new things about Him in the Scripture we've read hundreds of times.
如果我们决定委身于神，忠心的来跟随他，我们就会不断的有对新的发现，不管是对于神还是对于神的话语。
He can use people and places and work that we are involved in to explain to us better who He is.
他可以让万事万物都互相效力，来让我们来更每一次读经文的时候都能够更好的理解这样的经文。
He calls us to do things and gives us the strength to do them.
他呼召我们去做事，并给我们做这些事工的力量。
And so as I approach this passage of Scripture, the theme or the idea for today is not a new idea.
所以当我们今天在分享这段经文的时候，可能这个主题并不是对大家来说很新奇的一个主题。
But it is an idea or a characteristic of God that He's been showing me in recent days through some very specific situations.
但是这个主题，神在最近这段时间一直在用非常具体的事情来向我显明。
So I'd like us to consider the very first word of this section of Scripture that we came to read today.
让我们先来看一下这段经文的第一句的第一个词。
It's the word remember.
是这个经文的第一个词在英文里是记得，但是可能在中文里是那时。
And in verse 12, God calls us not only to remember in general, but to remember something very specific.
神想让我们来记得那个时候发生一件非常具体的事情。
He calls us to remember what our life was like before God entered it.
他来呼召我们来回想，在神进入我们的生命中，我们的生命是什么样的景象。
And He uses words to describe who we are as people without God.
他会用一些词语来描述我们没有神的情况下是怎样的一群人。
He uses words like separate, excluded, foreigner, without hope, without God.
他用了一些词，就是十二节里面的以外、局外人、外国人、没有指望、没有神这些词来形容我们在没有神以前我们是怎样的一群人。
Do we remember what it was like to be without God, to be excluded, to be separate, to be foreign to Him?
这段经文提醒我们，我们在没有神以前是怎样的一群人，是对他来说是局外人，是没有指望的。
You see, I have a unique privilege in the world.
我觉得我有一个，在活在这个世上，我有一个很特殊的特权。
I was raised in a house full of believers.
我出生在一个基督教的家庭。
I heard the gospel from a very early age.
我在很小的时候就听到了福音。
And then one day, at an early age, I accepted the gospel.As my story, as the story that was about.
我在很小的时候就接受了神，也接受了圣经里面所传讲的。
And for many years, I thought I never thought of this as a privilege.
相当长的一段时间，我并没有觉得这是一个特权。
I never thought of how amazing it is that God would bring me into His kingdom at a very early age.
我从来就没有意识到神这么早就把我带到他的国度里是多么好的一件事情。
I did not consider that when I first heard the gospel, it had been preached for 2,000 years.
我也没有意识到，当我第一次听到福音的时候，这个福音已经被人传讲了2000多年了。
And while I may have heard the gospel from my parents,There were people I would never know that had told them the gospel.
当我第一次从我的父母那边听到福音的时候，我也没有意识到其实是有另外的一些人向我父母传了福音。
And that from the time of Jesus until I was born, that message of the gospel was continually transmitted from person to person until it arrived to me.
从耶稣的年代直到我出生的那个时候，我也没有意识到说，这段福音已经被一代又一代人这样传讲下来，直到我这边。
And how much credit can I take for the first time and the way I heard the gospel for the first time?
所以说，当我第一次听到福音的时候，我又能有多少功劳呢？
What's more, how much credit can I take?For the hundreds of times I had heard the gospel before I accepted it.
或者说对于我接受神以前我多次听到的福音，那些福音的传讲我又有多少功劳呢？
God is truly amazing in what he is able to do with his story, isn't he?
神的作为是很奇妙的，他用很奇妙的方式来传讲他的故事。
As big as the story of God, of the gospel is, it was brought individually to me.
虽然福音非常的奇妙，但是呢，它却是专门，当我听到福音的时候，它却是专门为我量身定造的。
And at a certain point in time, I was able to recognize that God was describing me.
后来终于有一个时候，我才明白了神所传讲的福音是为我而传的，我也意识到神所传讲的福音就是在描述我。
And that he was inviting me to leave that and become one of his children.
他在呼召我成为他的儿女之一。
I invite you to think of the first time that you heard the gospel or the time that you accepted the gospel.
我想要邀请大家来一起思考你们第一次听到福音的情况。
How many things in the world had to happen in order for you to hear?
那个时候是要多少事情同时发生，大家才能够听到福音
？And why was that time that you heard different from all of the other times if you'd heard it before？
大家听到福音，相信了神的那一次，与大家之前听到了多次的福音有什么区别？为什么那一次就那么特别，让你信，决定要跟随神
？The same God that hasn't changed but has always been moving.
神一直没有改变，但他一直在不断的做工。
But he recalls us to remember what life, or he encourages us to remember what life was like before we enjoyed him as our friend.
他用这段经文来提醒我们，我们没有接受他来当我们的救主，当我们朋友的时候，我们的生活是怎样一个光景
？I am fortunate enough to have walked with the Lord for over 30 years at this point in my life.
我很感恩，也觉得很荣幸，我能够与基督一起来过我这一生已经有30多年了。
And I will admit to you that sometimes I forget to remember what it was like to be in a world without God.
我想要承认的是，有的时候我会忘记在神的国度里生活是怎样的。
See, it's easier to discount the need of the person in front of you.If you don't remember what that was like,
所以我们很容易忽略就在我们面前的人是什么样子的。如果我们就真的忘记了他
，It's easier to be frustrated and to give up on someone than to remember that once that was you.
我们很容易对一些人和事，会很沮丧，但我们有时候也会忘了这就是曾经的我们。
But God is a patient and kind teacher, so He's not really content that we would forget to obey His command.
但是神是蛮有慈爱的，他也很有耐心，他是一位非常好的老师，他会一直带领我们。
And so the Lord brought someone into my life where I could be reminded of the truth of this scripture.
所以神会带一些人来我的生命里，他们会不断地提醒我，让我来记得神的话语。
Many of you heard about the Bible House last night.
昨晚大家有听到关于圣经之家的故事。
A place where people can come and read the Bible and ask questions.
这是在Marshall 宣教的一个地方。有一个圣经之家，大家可以来这边，来读圣经，能够找到他们的语言的圣经，然后一起和别的，信徒来分享。
My wife Babs was down on a particular Wednesday at the Bible House.
有一个周三，我的妻子去到了这个圣经之家。
And a man came into the Bible House and asked what the place was.
有一个人就走进来这个圣经家，问这是一个什么样的地方。
And my wife explained it to him, and she explained to him how we worship and pursue and try to understand God together there.
我的妻子就向他解释说这是一个什么样的地方，也向他解释说我们是怎么样来敬拜神，怎么来这边读神的话语，怎么来在这边更多的认识神。
And he asked my wife.You believe in God.
然后那个人就问我妻子说，你相信神吗？
Hasn't God abandoned us?
神不就是不不是岂不是神早就抛弃我们了吗？
In his words, he was expressing what this scripture says is true. In his own way, he was expressing the truth of verse 12.
那天走进来的这个人，提到了这边的第十二节，然后用他的自己的话语来讲说，你看这个样子，神不是早就遗弃我们了吗？
And as he told his story, we began to understand again what it felt like to be separate, to be excluded, to be cut off.
当那个人这么说的时候，我们又重新回想到，我们当时是局外人，是没有指望的时候，是怎样一种光景。
He had been raised in Israel and born in Israel, but he'd moved to another country for a job.
那天走进来的那个人是在以色列出生的，也是在那边长大的，但是他后来去了国外工作。
And he'd had a wife, and he'd had a family, and he'd had success.
他那个时候有一个妻子，有一个很好的家庭，然后在事业上也非常的成功。
But one day his wife had decided that it was not good enough, so she had left.
但是有一天他的妻子觉得这还不够成功，所以他的妻子就离开了。
And as his children grew up, they had grown discontent, so they had left.
后来他的孩子长大以后也离开了他。
And so here was a person who was enjoying what we would call success, but had lost everything precious.
这个人的例子就是非常典型的，曾经有享受过很在我们看来的成功，但是后来一切都没有了。
So he did what many would do in that situation.
所以他做了很多人都会在那个情况下会做的事。
He decided to go home.
所以他决定回到以色列。
But the problem was at home he was still empty.
但是当他回来之后，发现他内心还是非常的空虚。
In Israel, he was still separate. He was still cut off. He was still excluded. He was still without hope. He was still without God.
可能当时他觉得回到老家，回到自己的家乡，能够找到归属感。但是他回来以后才发现，自己还是局外人的感觉，还是被分隔在一个地方，还是没有找到。归属感也没有找到神。
And he recognized that his life had no peace.
他在他的生命里感觉不到平安。
So he'd begun to pursue something that might give him peace or something that looks like peace.
他就开始追寻一些能够给他平安或者看起来能够给他平安的事情。
He was on his way to study Kabbalah or Kabbalah.
他正在去学习。
Kabbalah. Kabbalah. It's a religion.
学习另外一种宗教的路上。
It's a religious system of using ancient Hebrew incantations and spells to control people and your environment.
这样一种宗教是用很古老的希伯来语来控制人，控制人的思想和行为。
It is sorcery in ancient Hebrew.
这就是这个宗教信仰是基于很古老的希伯来语。
And he was interested in pursuing control because he had no peace.
他觉得他需要学习怎么控制，因为他内心没有平安。
But on his way to pursue control, he had seen a place that he'd never noticed before.
当他在去这个学习这个宗教的路上，他看到了他以前没有见到过的一个地方。
And he entered and he felt something different about the people and the place that he was in.
然后他进到这个地方，发现这里面的人和他感觉到的都是很不一样的，他以前没有感觉到的。
And as one of our volunteers came in and started playing the guitar and singing praises to the Lord, he actually quit talking to the people in the front of the store.
当我们的一位同工开始弹吉他，开始唱歌的时候，他就停止了跟那时候他跟别人的对话。
And he went back and he just sat and listened to the Christian music as it played and as this man worshipped.
然后他就找到一个地方坐下来，安静地听那个时候大家在唱的基督教的歌曲。
And he came back to the front of the store a little later and he said, I'm very sorry that I left.
然后他要离开的时候说，非常抱歉，我现在要离开了。
He said, but you see, I'm a musician and I don't have any peace, but I've noticed that music helps me.
我是一个音乐家，虽然我内心没有平安，但是我有意识到说，这样的音乐能够帮助我带来平安。
And he said, especially Christian music. Christian music makes me feel peace.
尤其是一些基督教的歌曲，这些歌曲尤其能让我感到平安。
And my wife said, well,This young man comes in every Wednesday and does this same thing.
我的妻子说，这个年轻人他每周三都会过来，来做同样的事情。
And you are welcome to come back and to borrow our peace till you find the peace of your own.
我们欢迎你每周三都过来，来找你的平安。
Whether we recognized it or not,My wife was inviting him to understand verse 14 that Jesus himself is our peace.
不知道大家有没有注意到，我的妻子那时候正在邀请他来思考十四节中所提到的平安。
He recognized that the world was out of control.
他那个时候觉得这个世界上好像就什么事情，任何事情都失去了控制。
But he also recognized when peace was there.
但是他也能够注意到说，还是有从耶稣来的平安在的。
And he discovered that this gentleman comes in, this young man comes in, and he plays and he sings only on Wednesdays.
他也注意到了这个弹吉他的年轻人，他每周三会过来。
And the Kabbalah lesson was only on Wednesdays.
他也意识到了，他之前想要。去学习的那一个宗教也是只在周三进行。
So he had to make a choice: would he try and control, or would he come back and experience peace?
所以我们感觉他在面临着一个选择，是去继续追寻他之前追寻的那一个学习控制的宗教，还是周三来到这个圣经之家。
And until this point, he has chosen to come back and to borrow our peace because he still doesn't have a peace of his own.
直到现在可以告诉大家的是，他每周三都会来到圣经之家来寻找他所需要的平安。
When we understand that verse 14 describes Jesus as our peace, perhaps we wonder what that means.
所以当我们在读十四节的时候，我们看到这里说耶稣的平安，我们可能会在思考这到底是什么意思。
Is peace simply calm or is it something else?
平安是不是就是我们的内心非常平静，还是它会指别的东西？
I believe the next several verses 14 through 18, they describe what Jesus' peace is.
我们可以看到在14到18节，他描述了来自基督的平安。
He has made people that were far away and people that were near to the gospel into one people.
他能够让曾经远离福音和曾经离福音很近的人能够到了一起，能够合而为一。
He's done that by destroying in himself the things that keep us from knowing God.
他能够借着自己来来推倒之前阻挡这些人来听到福音的这些墙。
As the Creator, He has created one new thing from two things that were very different.
作为造物主，他创造了一个新的东西。这个新的东西和以前我们所看到的都是不一样的。
Those that had heard the gospel many times and those that had never heard the gospel before.
这些包括我们以前听到过很多遍的福音的人和以前从来没有听到过的人。
And in creating this one new thing, he has made peace.
当他把这两类人合而为一的时候，他就给我们带来了平安。
And he's taken both of these into this new, one new thing, and he's brought them to God through his sacrifice on the cross.
通过耶稣在十架上为我们做的牺牲，他把这两类人都带到了神的面前。
And while there's opportunity for us to disagree and dislike each other, Jesus has put to death our hostility in his actions by shedding his blood.
可能我们有的时候还是对别的人有敌意，有意见不赞同的时候，但是耶稣早就已经用他自己来把这个冤仇给消灭了。
And we see in verse 17 that he has preached peace to us.
我们在十七节中看到他向我们传讲平安。
And he's given us both, whether far away or near, access to one to the one good God by his Spirit and by his work.
他用圣灵，他用自己的工作来给所有人带来了平安，不管是原来离神非常远的，还是原来离神非常近的人。
He has made something new. He has introduced peace that's not like the world would give.
好像他创造了一个新的东西，他给我们带来了以前没有的那一种平安。
It's a peace that destroys the things that divide.
这个平安毁灭了之前能够让我们有分歧的所有的不好的东西。
It's a peace that changes our identity.
这样的平安改变了我们的身份。
And it's a peace that gives us access to where we can see God as our friend and our father rather than our enemy and our dictator.
这样一种平安让我们有这样一个方法可以来认识神，能够来接近神，能够来接受神作为我们的救主。
And isn't this the story of the gospel?
这难道就不是福音的故事吗？
Isn't that the story that this entire book tells us about?
难道整本圣经不是在讲这样一个故事吗？
Restoring us that are broken to a good, active, powerful Creator God.
福音所讲的，这整本圣经所讲的，不就是来把我们以前破碎的自己来重新修复好？来到神的面前来追随神。
A plan that is big enough to encompass all of creation and all the things that we don't know.
这样的福音，这样的行为，这样的创造，包括了所有之前的受造物，包括了所有之前能够让我们破碎的事情。
And yet a peace that can reside within us and has interacted with us as individuals.
而且这个平安能够一直在我们心里面，一直和我们有互动，一直来提醒我们神的存在和神的作为。
Have we seen people make those decisions recently?
我们是否有最近看到人们在做一些决定？
Have we been able to explain our faith and our understanding to someone and see them get it for the first time?
我们是否最近有在观察说人们做的一些事情？我们是否有在向别人传福音来告诉他们神的作为？
Do we know how to tell the story of the gospel?
我们是不是真的懂得怎么样来传福音？
Do we know that God is still moving and still inviting and still calling for us to follow him?
我们是不是一直都记得神是不断的在做工的，他一直在呼召我们来为他传讲福音。
Once again, I got the opportunity to see this exact same thing happen while I was in Israel in the last year.
当我在去年在以色列的时候，我就又一次的见到了这样一个事情的发生。
Two men came to my office one morning, and I was the only one in the building.
有一天早上，有两个人进到了我的办公室。那个时候，我是唯一在那栋楼里的人。
They were Ethiopian Jews. These are Jewish people with the African, the Ethiopian skin tone.
他们是埃塞俄比亚人，然后他们讲俄语。有是埃塞俄比亚的犹太人。
And they had both come to Jerusalem looking for work and run into each other and rang my bell.
他们都是来这边找工作的，然后他们遇到了彼此，就来敲我的门。
And they were looking for a group of believers that spoke Amharic, which is their first language.
他们在寻找一本圣经，是用他们的语言写成的圣经。
I do not speak Amharic.
但是我不说他们的语言。
There are congregations that meet in our building that do speak Amharic.
但是我们的楼里有这样一个聚会，是有在说他们的语言。
But they meet Thursday, Saturday, and this was Sunday morning.
但是那个聚会是周四到周六，但是他们这两个人来到我办公室的时候是周天。
So instead, they would have to speak with me in Hebrew.
所以那个时候没有人帮我们翻译。
And since I knew Hebrew and they knew Hebrew, we could talk together.
很幸运的是，他们能够用希伯来语交流。
If an Arabic speaker had been there, it would not have worked.
如果是一个讲阿拉伯语的人在那边，来接待他们的话，可能他们就没有办法跟接待他们的人沟通了。
And I invited them in for coffee and tea to sit down.
我请他们坐下来，给他们咖啡跟茶。
And one of the men started in ahead of the of me and the second young man.
然后有一个人就开始在另一个年轻人前面开始了。
The second young man stopped at the door and looked at me and said, "Hey, are you a believer?"
然后第二个年轻人，本来是要走的，但他突然停下来说，你真的是一位基督徒吗？
Part of my answer in my head was, I really hope so.
那时候我内心想的是，我真的希望我是的。
Otherwise, I can't really explain my life.
不然的话，我就没有办法解释我这一生了。
But the second part that hurt a bit.Was the reality that they knocked on the door of a church and were uncertain if they would find believers there.
但是，更让我伤心的是，他们来敲我们的门，但是那个时候我没有足够的信心说，当他们敲门的时候，他们真的能够找到，有基督教信仰的人来解答他们的问题。
Or uncertain if they could find someone there who could explain the story of Jesus to them.
然而，我们也不能确定说。他能不能找到向他们解释耶稣的故事的人。
So I answered him, "Yes, I am a believer." And he says, "Great, so am I."
所以我回答说，是的，我是一名基督徒。然后那个年轻人说，太好了，我也是。
He said, "But this guy, he's not yet. We need to talk to him."
但是他说，走在前面的那个人还不是的，所以我们应该要向他来传福音。
And so we sat down and we had tea and we had coffee and I looked at the second young man and I said, "So I understand you have some questions."
所以我们就坐下来喝茶聊天，然后他就对这第二个说他自己是信徒的人说，我理解说你可能有一些问题。
He said, "Yeah, this guy over here, he's been talking about Jesus all day."
他说是的，另一个人他其实一整天都在讲耶稣的事情。
Said, "Okay, so what's your question?"
然后他就问说，那你的问题是什么呢？
He said, "I don't really need Jesus. I'm Jewish."
然后那个人说，我是犹太人，我其实不太需要耶稣。
said, is that so? Well, do you believe in God?
然后 Marshall 就问他说，那你相信神吗？
Do you believe that he wrote the scripture?
你相信说，圣经是神的话语吗？
Do you believe that he's sending Messiah?
你相信他，送给，已经差遣了一个弥赛亚来到我们中间吗？
Do you think God would describe in his scripture what Messiah was to look like?
你相信说神会在他的，话语里描述弥赛亚是什么，什么一个样子？
And he wasn't sure about that, but he was willing to try.
然后那个人不太确定，但是他愿意试着来，来学习，来了解。
And so we opened Bibles and we began reading in Genesis 3.
然后我们就打开圣经，我们来，看创世纪的第三章。
And we move through the Old Testament, picking up on places where Jesus is described in the Old Testament.
然后我们就来翻阅旧约中有提到过的，提到过耶稣的，句子。
We find out that Jesus is of the line of Judah, which is where David came from.
然后我们就看到了在犹大书里面有，描述到耶稣的句子，那个时候是，描述了大卫的出生。
That David was promised that one of his descendants would sit on the throne before God forever.
大卫那个时候提到了说他的，其中一个后代会坐在王的宝座上直到永远。
We saw in Jeremiah where God said, I've come to make a new covenant to change your heart.
然后我们也看到旧约中说我们会有一个，人跟神会有一个新的契约，然后这个契约能够改变你们的心。
We saw in Micah where the Messiah is described as being born in Bethlehem of the line of David, but his origins of being from eternity.
我们也从圣经，旧约的另一个地方看到了耶稣的出生，也看到了他，能够在这个世界，在自从出生之后就能够在这世上存在直到永远。
And then we began reading Matthew.
然后我们开始读，马太福音。
And then we began reading John.
然后我们开始读约翰福音。
And then the gentleman sat back in his chair and said, "Okay."
然后那个说不信耶稣的人就说好吧。
Okay, what?
然后 Marshall 就说，什么好吧。
I'm ready to believe this now.
然后那个人就说好吧，我相信耶稣。
What do I need to do to believe this?
我要做什么来才能说我相信耶稣呢？
Well, you need to pray. Well, where's the prayer?
然后 Marshall 就说你需要祷告，那个人就说那祷告词在哪里？
You see, rabbis write prayers for Jewish people all the time.
因为，犹太人中的拉比会告诉他们祷告词。
So he's looking for the written prayer of how to believe.
所以他就在找已经写在圣经里面的祷告词，说，来念这些祷告词，然后才。
And as we talked about it, he discovered that there was no written prayer exactly.
然后我们就开始继续讨论，他才明白说，其实没有固定的祷告词来，让你来祷告说自己真的信耶稣了。
But that you could pray just to the Lord as if he was there.
但是 Marshall 告诉他说，你可以就这样祷告，就可以这样向神祷告说你相信了。
And he said, okay, can you pray? And there are two ways to say it in Hebrew. There's one where you say, can you pray about me or for me? Or there's another way to say, can you pray for me as if in my place?
在希伯来语中有两种请别人为自己代祷的，方式。
I said, I cannot pray in your place, but I can pray about you to the Lord.
这两种方式呢，一种是为这个人祷告，另一种是以这个人的口气来祷告。但是 Marshall 说我不能用第二种方式来替你祷告。
And he said, you know how to pray?
然后他就说你知道怎么祷告吗？
All right, you pray.
然后他就叫那个人祷告。
So I started praying.
然后就开始祷告。
And then I started hearing him repeat what I was saying.
然后 Marshall 就听那个人开始重复 Marshall 之前说的。
And we walked through a prayer of repentance, a prayer of acceptance, and a prayer of invitation for the Holy Spirit to take residence in his life.
我们做了，来，悔，来到神面前，悔，承认自己， 的罪的祷告，我们也做了接受耶稣的祷告，我们来也做了来接受圣灵来我们内心做工的祷告。
Then he sat back and said a very unusual phrase in Hebrew.
然后他说了一个非常不是很常用的一个希伯来语的一个词。
He said, "Yesh li ragua." You don't need to translate that. Let me explain it. Which means I have, and he used a word that is a very uncommon word in Hebrew.
他用了一个非常不常用的词来说我有。
You see, the normal word for peace in Hebrew is shalom. It's a common greeting.
其实在希伯来语中有另一个更普遍的词来说我有。
But there's a more unusual word, a word from modern Hebrew, that is only rarely used.
但是在现代希伯来语中有一个大家不常用的词来说我有。
And it's this word ragua.
就是 Marshall 刚刚说的这个词哦。
And like Chinese, there was no exact translation for that into English.
就好像有的中文的单词我们没有很准确的英文来对应来翻译中文，然后我们也没有词来翻译，他用的这个我有这个词。
The best translation we have is the word serenity.
我们能用的最好的英文的词就是，将自己。
Something that's described as a deep abiding peace.
就我们用 seren 这个词来描述自己，说自己真的把自己来献给神，来听神的话。
And I thought of how shocking it must be for an adult, for the first time, to move from God's enemy to God's child.
我觉得这可能对那个人来说是非常大的一个改变，也是非常震惊的一个决定。
For the first time to feel the touch of the Lord through the peace and the Spirit.
因为他在那个时候第一次感受到了神，第一次感受到了神的存在和神对他的爱。
And there was an effect for him.
然后这样的感受对他有一个影响。
And that's exactly what verse 19 describes, isn't it?
这就是我们今天所读的经文中十九节所描述的。
It says, consequently, because of all this, therefore.
然后，十九节中用了 consequently 这个词，就说明之前发生了一些事情，然后接下来要做的事。
We're no longer under the curse of verse 12, but we're now fellow citizens. We're members of God's household. We're combined into the story of Jesus that spans all of time.
所以我们已经不再是十二节中所描述那样是局外人，是没有指望的。我们已经成为十九节这样，我们是与圣徒同国，我们是已经成为神家里的人了。
We are part of that story that goes back to the apostles and Jesus and to God's creation.
我们已经成为了这个传讲的福音的一部分，我们与之前的众先知们其实是在一起的。
But I'm afraid sometimes we get used to that feeling of peace.
但有时候我们就在耶稣的平安里好像太舒适了。
And we forget the truth of John 3:16.
但然后我们就忘记了约翰福音三章十六节里面所说的了。
That God so loved the world that he had to act.
三章十六节里面提到了说神爱世人，所以他一定要来做工，来与我们有沟通。
There was a consequently for God.
所以我们很容易就忘记了。
And the action and the consequence is that he has to act to extend his love to his creation.
我们忘记了他一定会做工的，他一定会来靠近他的他所创造的人来与他们沟通。
There's a young man that's part of our Palestinian ministries that came to faith a few years ago.
有一个人在我们的在巴勒斯坦的事工的一个组织里信主了几年以前。
He came to us to learn English, but he started seeing that the lives of the teachers that are our staff were different than his life.
他本来是来学英语的，但是他发现了这些老师 的生命跟他的生命不一样。
And he liked it, so he wanted them to be okay.
所以他希望他们能够很好。
So he tried to convince them to become good Muslims.
所以那个来学英语的人可能是穆斯林，他就希望他的老师们也成为穆斯林。
Because then he was pretty sure they would be saved and they would be okay.
因为那样在他看来，那成为穆斯林之后才能够被拯救，才能够很好。
But the more he interacted with him, the more he saw that their lives had something his life didn't.
当他更多的与他的英语老师沟通的时候，他发现了这些老师们身上有他自己生命中没有的。
And he cried out to the Lord, "Are you the real God? Who's the real God? Is it the one I've learned about my whole life, or is it this one they're talking about?"
于是他就来到神面前来求问神说。到底哪一个才是真的神？是我之前一直相信的那一位，还是这些老师们所说的那一位
？And in the moment, God confirmed to him in a very personal way that the real God was the one we talked about.
然后神就用一种很奇妙，但是也非常针对他的一种方式来回应他说：“我就是他们所说的那位神，也就是我才是真的神。”
And over time, he's moved to embrace that message, and it's become a passion for him.
他就慢慢地接受了这个来自于神的意象，然后他也慢慢地开始来接受神。
And we spoke last night of honor and shame, and something worth dying for, and something worth killing for.
昨天我们在昨天晚上的信息分享中提到了，要关注他们的文化的。那些点中，其中有一点是，荣誉跟羞耻这样一点。
And all of a sudden, the oldest son is doing something that's very suspicious.
如果说在这个穆斯林的文化中，这个长子如果在做一些在他们看来很可疑的一些事情的话
，And the honor of the family is in danger.
然后这个整个家族的荣誉都会受到威胁。
And so he's been notified that his life is in danger.
所以就有人当他接受神之后，有人不断的来警告他说，来威胁他的生命。
And as we walk with this young man and we ask him questions, he's made a great statement.
当我们来与这个人沟通的时候，他做出了一个非常大的决志，一个宣言。
He says, "You have to understand. It's like my whole life. I live down in a hole."
然后他就对我们说，你们一定要懂得说，好像，在真正认识耶稣以前，我整一辈子都好像在一个洞里生活一样。
And I looked up and I saw a God that was this big.
然后我抬头，我就看到神就跟那个我能够看到的那个洞口那么大。
And then one day someone came and they reached down in the hole and they pulled me out.
然后有一天有一个人把我从那个洞里拉出来了。
And all of a sudden I realized that God wasn't just this big.
然后我才意识到神其实并不只是只有那个洞口那么大。
That he was more, that he was better, that he was bigger, that he's so much goodness that I never knew before.
那个时候我才意识到神是更好的，神是比我原来看到的更伟大。
And I can't look down in the hole and see the people I care about and not scream out to them, "Hey, there is more to God than what you see."
所以我不能不管还在洞里的那些人，我不能不去向他们喊说，还有很大一部分关于神的你们还没有看到。
Come and join me.
你们必须要加入我来看到我所看到的这一切。
That faith challenges me.
他这样的一个宣言，这样一个信仰，让我很受感动，也真的是让我很受到挑战。
That faith demonstrates a consequence or a consequently to me.
他的这样一个信仰，就可能是十九节中提到的，之前做了这些事情，然后我们应该做的是什么呢？
And the challenge to me is, have I grown too comfortable standing on the side of the hole that I don't cry out anymore?
然后他这样说以后，让我意识到我对我现在的境况 感觉越来越舒适，然后我就忘记了要对那个洞里的人来呐喊，来把他们拉出来。
Or do I honestly love people the way God does, so it motivates me to move?
然后我就开始问自己说，我是否真的有爱这些人，我是否真的愿意继续来传讲福音。
And that's another aspect of the peace that Jesus brings.
然后这就是耶稣所带来的平安的另一个方面。
Not only do we not have to worry about control.
不仅是我们不必再像之前他说的那一个人那样担心如何控制。
Not only is it an active peace that has destroyed things that keep me from reaching the Father.
耶稣带来的平安也不仅仅是那些能够把阻止我们靠近神的东西移除的平安。
But it's a motivating peace that acts in me to extend it to other people.
这样的平安也是一个一直在鼓舞我们来传讲福音、传讲神的作为的平安。
And so, as we conclude today,
作为今天讲到的一个总结呢？
I want to invite you to pray with me once again.
我想请大家来跟我一起做一个祷告。
But I want to invite you to be honest with the Lord on where you are with this whole faith story.
我希望大家能够诚实地来到神面前，来认清自己现在所在的这样一个境况。
Is there a place where God is inviting you, motivating you to step that you've not stepped yet?
神是否曾经请你来迈向下一步来传讲福音，但是你还没有做。
Do we remember the world without God?
我们还记不记得没有神以前我们的日子是什么样的情况？
Do we recognize we are part of Jesus' story?
我们是能不能看到神的这整个故事，我们能不能看到耶稣的这整个故事？
And are we moving to embrace what he has for us?
我们是不是能够开心地接受神为我们预备的一切？
Dear Lord,
亲爱的天父上帝，
You are good.
你是信实的，你是美好的。
And you have moved heaven and earth to bring us into right relationship with you.
你真的是能够让我们更好的和你有一个更好的关系，真的是做了非常非常大的工作。
You've given us the gift of the testimony of the prophets and of Jesus himself.
你给了我们很多礼物，包括你的话语，包括耶稣自己。
You've given us the testimony of the apostles and the people who spoke to us.
你已经给了我们很多先知的话语，给了那些尝试要跟我们讲话的人的话语。
You've introduced yourself into our life so we can rest secure in who you are.
你在我们的生命中来让我们认识你，来带领我们，让我们认识你是怎样一位神。
And you are good.
主啊，你是真的多么的美好。
Lord, I want to know how to follow you and walk in the power of your spirit.
主啊，我想要知道我要从今天开始我要怎样来跟随你。
Lord, I want to recognize your story and to be able to tell it.
主啊，我想要来记得你的故事，我想要学会怎样来传讲你的福音。
Lord, I want there to be a consequence of my salvation in my life that moves me.
主啊，我想要让我的来自你的救赎能够有接下来的发展，主啊，能够求你来带领我做接下来的事工。
Will you please
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
Empower me to walk as you've called.
在我们传讲福音的时候，能够给我们力量。
Teach me to praise you well.
教我怎样来赞美你，怎样来传讲你的福音。
Teach me new facets of your goodness and your greatness.
主啊，求你不断地来教我怎样来感受你的美好，你的信实。
And help me understand perhaps what good things I have to let go in order to embrace the best thing.
主啊，求你教我如何放弃一些在我们看来很好的事物，所以以至于我们才能够更好的来接受来自你的更好的东西。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
感谢你在今天早上的时间能够与我们同在。
Thank you for being intentional about meeting with us.
感谢你能够特意的来与我们见面。
Thank you for giving us your word and your spirit to teach us about you.
感谢你赐给你的话语，赐给圣灵来带领我们。
And thank you for removing every obstacle by the sacrifice of Jesus that we may walk with you and know you.
感谢你用耶稣在十架上做的牺牲来挪去所有的困难，让我们来能够来到你的面前。
You are good.
神啊，你是信实的。
In Jesus' name.
你这样祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.